good morning. Welcome back. And what's on the docket?
Well, good morning. Thanks, guys, for having me back. I'm here to talk about Trett Furie, who's going to be in concert. Again, she's back for a second concert for us, supporting our memory walk at the Alzheimer's Association coming up this Thursday night.
What is it? Where is it, for starters? Where can folks, where are we going to be taking this in?
The concert will be held out at the Marquette Unitarian Universalist Congregation out on M28 East, just headed out towards Munising. And it starts at 7 p.m. on Thursday night, but the doors will open up at 6:30. And tickets you can get, they're $15 if you buy them ahead of time, so it's a bargain, $18 at the door. And you can get them at all the UP M-Bank locations, the co-op right downtown, or at our office.
Why is Trett doing a show for Alzheimer's Association? What's the connection?
Well, some of the connection is that she's local, and I've been a fan of hers for a long time. And so last year, as we were looking at what some opportunities were to raise more money and raise awareness about the cause, I just called her and said, would you be willing to come and do this for us and help out? And her answer was very quick, yes, absolutely. So we did a concert last year, was very successful, and she planned ahead right away to come back again.
Now, for those that are unfamiliar, who is Trett Furie?
Well, Trett Furie is a folk singer. She lives right now in Wisconsin, but graduated from Marquette High School. I have folks here who have said to me, I remember Trett when she sang in Fiddler on the Roof in high school and came out just to see her last year because they remembered her so fondly from that. But she's made her name in the women's music circuit for years and is fairly well known, too, in the Madison area for a lot of different efforts she's made.
So overall, the concert then is basically a full-on fundraiser then, that you want as many people to show up as possible.
Absolutely. We're hoping for a lot of people to turn out, a lot of families to turn out, people who enjoy music, people who are interested in supporting the cause, and people who are willing to hear some more and learn more about the concerns we have about Alzheimer's and what's coming up in the next few years.
Ruth Almain joining us once again here with the Alzheimer's Association. We're going to get back to the concert in just a moment or so, but you and Shelby were hanging out with us last week. Actually, more to the point, hanging out with Walt, because I had to be domestic and go make coffee.
That was not what you were doing, I'll have you know. You were busy working
that,
on
nice
production.
Cover.
I did do that, though.
You didn't make any more now.
Because I'm multitasking here.
Yeah.
We'll get back to Trett Furie in just a moment. Your golf outings this week, too.
Yes, the golf outing's coming up this Friday, and based on your weather report, it looks like 81 and sunny on Friday. So if you're thinking you can take a Friday off and want to support a good cause, we still have room for some teams and individuals. We're putting teams together if people want to join us. So we're going to be golfing at the Heritage Course at the Marquette Country Club. People can call Shelby at 869-7861 to sign up for that outing.
It's a four-person scramble at $65 per. That includes your golf, riding in a cart, get a T-shirt and prizes as well. So you know it's going to be a full day. And here's something you don't see very often at golf outings, Walt, a Mexican buffet.
Yes, I remember that. That it's something a little bit different.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the goal. I mean, it's a golf outing, it's a golf outing, it's a golf outing. How do you make it different? Feed them different.
Yeah. Right. And I haven't been a golfer, but last year we had Mexican food, and people were saying that was way better than burgers and brats, mm-hmm. which apparently is the usual golf fare.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. Now, you're also looking for, if they're out there, there's still room for hole sponsors and the like?
Absolutely. We'll have at least one hole sponsor. $100 will get you a sign on there and recognition for that, so you can call Shelby also with that information.
So this is Friday, and again, you're piecing teams together. You don't need to have a team per se. You will
that's
hook
right.
people up with one another. So that's coming up here this Friday, and we're going to kickstart the weekend actually on Thursday. Before we cut you loose here, Ruth, let's get back to Trett and the concert that's coming up here Thursday evening.
So we're looking forward to, again, Trett coming back. We're really grateful to Red Fellow Records, the UU Congregation, Puzzles with a Purpose, and, of course, Trett Furie and Tomboy Girl Records. Tickets are $15 ahead of time and $18 at the door, and we're going to open the doors at 6:30.
For those that aren't familiar with the agency, what are the things that the Alzheimer's Association does that you're raising these funds for?
There's a group of services that we call our core services we provide, and that includes a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hotline. During the day, people reach someone in our office. After hours, they reach trained staff in our National Chicago office. We do education and training for people, again, professionals, family caregivers, family members interested in learning more about the disease. We have a library of both digital and print different resources that we share with families. We run support groups throughout the Upper Peninsula. There are 5 support groups that we do here in the Upper Peninsula. And also a big push, of course, is that we advocate for funding for services and for people doing research and money for research, because ultimately our vision is a world without Alzheimer's disease.
Alzheimer's, when we think about it, the average person would assume that we're talking about the aging and the older generations. Not always the case. This is a disease that does reach down into younger groups of people. It's not just a senior citizen's affliction.
That's absolutely correct. And as we're learning more and more about the disease, and people will begin to see more information about people who are getting diagnosed in their 40s and their 50s, this isn't an old person's disease anymore. And so we have families living with this disease, kids going to school whose parents are home with Alzheimer's and no longer able to work. So it literally, Alzheimer's is changing the face of how we consider this disease and the impact on us.
Now, the concert's Thursday, the golf outing's Friday, which means you're going to be very, very busy, I know. But if somebody wants to find out more about the association or maybe get involved with what you're doing, what's the best way to go about that?
2 ways. Our phone number here in Marquette is 228-3910, or they can go to our website, which is www.alz.org/GMC.